Today is Friday, June 27th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. The Kansas City Chiefs may be signaling a potential move across the state line from Missouri, requesting an extension to a June deadline for a stadium financing package from the state of Kansas. Chiefs President Mark Donovan sent a letter to the Kansas Senate president indicating significant progress on plans for a new domed stadium, team headquarters, practice facility, and mixed-use entertainment district. The request suggests the NFL franchise is seriously considering a Kansas deal that could prove more lucrative than Missouri's recent financing package, which was approved earlier this month. The Kansas Legislative Coordinating Council set to meet July 7th to consider the incentive deadline extension. St. Louis aldermen introduced legislation to support redevelopment of the Millennium Hotel.
In a joint press release, 14th Ward Alderman Rasheen Aldridge and Board President Megan Green are proposing a 20-year, 90% tax abatement for the property and commissions a blighting study. Redevelopment plans were first announced in February after Cordish Companies, known for Ballpark Village, was selected for the project. The proposed project aims to transform the long vacant Millennium Hotel site with upscale apartments, modern offices, a food hall, and a public green space, with Cordish also exploring its use for Gateway Arch National Park archives. The bill will be assigned to committee next. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
It's official. The Missouri Athletic Club opening a Clayton location, taking over the 14th and 15th floors of the Pierre Laclede Center on Forsyth. Aside from a fitness center, it will have upscale dining, business and co-working space, and an event space. The MAC was founded in 1903. It has about 2,600 members between its current locations downtown and in West County. A Maryland Heights man accused of child molestation was picked up by ICE agents while he was out on bond. Jose Hernandez Gomez, a Mexican national, now has a trial date set for October, though it's not clear if ICE will let him go. Fox 2 reports it's the third case in the St. Louis area that's been delayed because defendants out on bond have been molested by ICE. Unlike the case with former Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, Attorney General Andrew Bailey's latest filing seeks to immediately remove St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says if that were to happen, Montgomery would essentially be on paid leave until the litigation is concluded. Who would serve as interim sheriff in the meantime? Young says normally the coroner, but since St. Louis City doesn't have one.
So in this instance, in Andrew Bailey's petition quo warranto, he's asking for a member of the St. Louis Police Department to be placed in the position of the coroner, or of the sheriff, until the governor could appoint a replacement.
No hearing date has been set. With all the St. Louis City Circuit judges recusing themselves, a special judge will need to be appointed. St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy backing Commissioner Don Brown, despite Brown's financial ties to the department he oversees.
Newly appointed Commissioner Don Brown is also the owner and operator of Don Brown Chevrolet, where in the last 2 years, the police department has expensed nearly $3 million. Chief Robert Tracy praised Brown as being a great vendor for the department and many others, adding there are checks and balances in place to prevent anything improper from happening.
He's also not a voting member of the board. He's more in an advisory role that was appointed and still has to be confirmed by the Senate.
In a new statement to KMOX, Brown says he is committing himself to being transparent and accountable and will recuse himself from any board discussions related to vehicle purchases. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Those heading to Pride Fest will need to
hydrate.
Jordan Braxton with Pride St. Louis says they'll have cooling stations, a cooling bus, and water stations to fill up bottles. One thing you'll notice:
this year we decided to make it all about community and make it all about local.
The plethora of St. Louis sponsors, food, and vendors. They focused on smaller businesses after big ones like Anheuser-Busch dropped or scaled back their sponsorships. Braxton says this year showing up is more important than ever.
Pride as itself is a protest because, you know, they don't want us to get together and celebrate. They want us to cow down at home. But we're not going to do that.
The festival is Saturday and Sunday. The parade is Sunday at noon. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Some medical advice to anyone on medication during this heat spell. Remember to stay well hydrated. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Dr. Kate Shemwell is a board-certified psychiatrist and medical director for Mercy Virtual Behavioral Health. She says patients on antidepressant meds like Zoloft and Prozac need to be especially aware of the heat.
So in some cases, you know, it could make you a little bit more prone than the average person to developing some sort of heat complication like heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
She says lithium, frequently used as a mood stabilizer, also can add to dehydration concerns. And for many of us, she says diuretics used in many high blood pressure meds also can lead to dehydration if you are out in the heat. Her best advice, stay inside if possible. Take frequent breaks outside and hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.